Viter in Shas. We are in Avodah Zarah Dav Ches. Picking up on top of the page about a Mishnah. Let's finally get to the actual holidays. Ve'elu Eidei himself of the Gechavim. And these are the days of the Gechavim. Rashi says that Sir and Gabi Yom Lefneim. That's also do business with them 3 days before. Kaledna Ustarnura U'kretesim. These are 3 days. Rashi says, cool and farsi. The Gorazin can explain them. Ve'yom Ginusia Shel Malcheim. And the day of Ginusia for their kings. And again, that's going to be explained. V'yom Aleda, the day of birth, Rashi says, Shel Melech, of the king. Osin Kobene Malchuso, Yom Eid, Mishana L'shana, Makribin Zvachim. They bring these karbanos. V'yom Misa, and the day of Misa. B'divir Meir, Zakazak to Rabbi Meir. So it's the day of birth and the day of death of this king. V'chachamim Amrim, Kol Misa Sheish Basreifa, any Misa is Sreifa. Rashi says, Shesarfu Alav, Kilei Tashmisho Kedecha Malachim, which is a common thing that was done for kings. They would burn all of their stuff, like then Yesh Vavodas Kochavim, then we have Vavodas Kochavim. Rashi says, Klomer, Oso Ayom, Ovden Vavodas Kochavim, Dovod Azara. V'hu Lehen Yom Eretz, the day of a festival, V'chem Yishalol Shana, Ko Yimei B'no, all the days of this person, this emperor who died, of his son, or he changes Bechiso, the days of the mourning for him. And all these things that we said here, they're chashiv and considered the aser even 3 days before. But let's say it's the death of one that you do not burn the stuff along with it. Then there's no vodazar that's done with it. Aval, Yom Tiglachas Zekano Blayos, the day that they would shave the beard and the hair, Rashi says, She'ein Zman Kavua L'Rabim Elekolechem Echad Kishmegalech Osa Yom Eid, they would make this party, make this holiday. Blayos Kishmispar Pa'amim Harbe Miniach Blayos Mechav, they would leave this hair in the back of the head. Megalcha Mishal Hashav, they do it every year. V'yom Shemegalcha, so Yom Eid, and the day that they do it, they make a holiday. V'yom She'Allah Bo Minayam, or the day they came up from the sea, Rashi says, they brought karbanos for their Avodah Zarah, the fact that they were saved. V'chol Hanachil, and all these, it's not Aser, except for the particular day itself, and not before, and not after, because it's not considered so chashav. V'yom Shatzim B'Sasurim, they did get out of prison. V'ovid Kacham Shatzim Mishtel Abno, or let's say Avodah Zarah guy who makes a party for his son, he also would celebrate by bringing karbanos to his Avodah Zarah. Eino Asa Elo Sayom, it's only us to visit them on that particular day. V'osa Ish Bavad, and only with that particular person. Zok Tehele Gigamara, Amrav Chanam Arava, Kalenda Shmoni Yomim Machaz Tekufa. This holiday of Kalenda is 8 days after the Tekufa, the season, we're talking about here, the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year. Starnura, Shmoni Yomim Lefnei Tekufa. That's 8 days before Tekufa, before this time of year. First Rashi says, Hayu Tekufas Tevis, Vahayu Osen, Ches Yomim Retufim, Eid Tehillu Kaman. And then we have the flight what we just said, V'sim Enach, and how do you remember? Rashi Shalot Tachav Lomer Kalenda, Kari Osan De Lefnei Tekufa. And it says, because Achor V'kedem Tzartani, it says, Lashon of later and earlier, you have formed me. Rashi says, Achor K'siv B'Reisha, because at first, but Sisanami, Hanach Dil Achor Tekufa Tan B'Reisha, this is when it's not Tekufa first. Tanu Rabbanan, Lefisha Adam Rishon Yom Shem Nismayit V'Olech, Adam Rishon, he saw that the days of winter were getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Rashi says, "Mitishrei ve'atavis." The day is gone. Amar, he said, "Oh, hey, Li, Shabbat v'shil shesarachti." Maybe because of the fact that I did naveira, olam chashuk v'adi, the world's becoming darker because of me. Chozot tovavo is going to go to nothingness. V'zui misa sheniknasa alai min hashemayim. This is the misa that was placed upon me min hashemayim. The kenas that came upon me. Amar v'yashav shpona yomim b'tainis b'tfila. For 8 days, he was in fasting. He was in davening. Kevin Shirot Tekufas Tevis, once he saw Tevis start, right, the winter, once he saw that it passed over that date, V'rosh Yom Marich V'holich, that the days were getting longer and continuing, Amri said, Oh, Menagin Sholomu, this is just the way of the world. Halach V'asa Shmoni Yom Tov, and then he went and he established eight days of holiday. Lashana Cheres Hashem Le'ilu Le'ilu Yom Tov. The next day he did it for Le'ilu, the first days and the last day, the first 8 days before the solstice. 8 days after, he made them into holidays. Who kavim l'shem shemayim? He did l'shem shemayim. Heim kavim l'shem avodas kachavim, and they did a switcheroo and did it for avodas kachavim. The Rambam says that avodas zara started like this also. Started off for the right reasons, and people messed up afterwards. Bishlam Laman Dom Rabbi Tishrei Nivar Olam makes sense according to one who says that the world was created in Tishrei. This is a machlokas in Miseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Yeram Abayis. One opinion says that the world was created during Tishrei, so it makes sense according to that. Because Yom Yisitachaza Adam at this point saw the shorter days, so Yom Arichei Akati Luchaza. He didn't see longer days, and therefore he was nervous when he started to see the shorter days before the winter, for the solstice, for flipped over. Ella Laman Dom Rabbi Nisan Nivar Olam, the one who said that it started in Nisan. Then he's already seen this process of a short day and a long day. It's already happened, right? Rashi says, "Biyom tkufa tamas v'hayu lo leida shemin hagu shalom." You should have known this is the minhag of the olam. It's long, then it's short, then it's long, then it's short. So what's going on? And for the Gemara, the havizutli kolayai lo chaza. He never saw a day that was that short. Therefore. Was born. Once the sun set, Amri said, because of the fact that the various olam chashuk v'di, the world became dark. V'yachsh olam tov went to dark nothingness. V'zoi misa shenikas alive, and Hashem that's a nisa that is given to me. Hayosha b'tayin nisa the fasting, bocha kolayi, he cried the whole night, v'chava bocha, he connected, v'chava cried opposite him. Kibbutz olam and shachar, but then we saw the next morning that the shachar, you know, the sun started to rise. Amri menag sholam, it was just the way of the world. Amri b'hikr v'shor, shakarn of kodun le parso sav. What did he do? He got up and he gave his a carbon ashore. Those horns came before its hooves. Rashi says to Amar Mar, Kol Ma'aseh Bereishis Mekol Ma'aseh Nivra. All Ma'aseh Bereishis created in its full and complete state. Shorim Karnav was born with its horns. Megudol already grown. V'kevin Shiyaseh Rosh Hatchila, since the head came out first from the ground, the Nimsa kind of stuff called Ma'aseh Parsa Sof. That came out before its Parsis, before its hooves. Shenemar V'titav La'Hashem Mishor Par Makrin Umafris. That this should be more pleasing for Hashem than the shore, par, and the horned, and the hooved. As she says, Amadav v'tita v'lasim tefilasi mishor shal yom shal yashor dahainu osu yom shanolad kilatsiv shor o kesef ari osu v'nigmar kfar kipar shuben gimel shafilu mikarnav lochaser. Says the Gemara, Vamar Vidam Shmuel, Shor Shekhov Adam Rishon, the Shor that Adam Rishon brought, Keren Achas Haisa Lo B'mitzvah. It had one horn, a unicorn, right? It had one on its forehead. Shen Amar, as the Pasuk says, Vatita V'Hashem, Mishor Par Makrin Bafis, and this should be more pleasing for Hashem than the ox horned and hoofed. Makrin Tarti Bashem, right? So it comes up as one single thing. It says, "What do you mean, Makrin Tarti Bashem?" When it says Makrin, that's a lashon which implies two, like it's two things, horned. So it says, "No, I'm Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mikaren Ksiv." It's written Mikaren. It's written Makrin. It's written Mikaren, and that is that it's coming from one individual horn. Boy, now we got to switch it over here. The Gemara says. Boy Rav Masna, Romish Asa Kalenda. In the case of Rome, they made Kalenda. My Kalenda. You had Rome, and you had a whole bunch of towns that surrounded it that were subjugated to Rome. So the question is, Boy Rav Masna, Romish Asa Kalenda. The Choleiros, the Smukhus, the Mishtabasla, they all, you know, owe taxes to it, and they're under its rule. What's the din? Rosen Ayoros, Asuus, is also for them to go ahead. You can't do business with them. Masna says, Hol Ve'ein Mekarvin. Well, that's the other part. That's the Mutaris. Rashi says that Romi shows the calendar right before. Tikto also yom lahakruv zvachim b'chol yosas b'chus la the Romi yodin anu shemishtabas la. We know that they're mishtabed to Romi lita nevas to pay the taxes. The havi then called tzrich tzrichem to bring what they need. Aval osan yos enosan calendar. They don't do calendar. Miavi also lost his blessings in mind. The name of Holy Mishubad is the Rami Yesh Lomer. Bashain Konan Ashav. Do we say that we now do visit them because they're what they buy right now? You feel the Roman, they're going to bring it to Rome, like even by the Roman, are going to go bring it? Although maybe you want to say it's Mutarov. Everyone. That is Rabbi Yishuv and Levi. Rabbi Yochanan Amar? Nope. Ain't a surah ella love the Abavad. Only the ones that actually go out and they serve it. Rashi explains, B'nai Romi. Only them. Tanya Kvizu Rabbi Yochanan, we have a Bryce that supports them. Avisham Romi Shas Sal Kalanda Du Rom. Chosas Mughusla Mishtabasla. He asks for, you know, surah ella of the Abavad. The only one that's also the ones that actually serve him. Rashi says, Klomer, Kol Atzmishal Isra Ina Ella of Dea. Only for the ones who are doing actually serving it. Saturnalio Kratesim, about to. Saturnalia and Kratesim, which Rashi says, Sefer the Brights of Kulum first, so come on, it's a Sefer and everything's going to be explained. V'yom Ginus Yesha Malachim, the day of Ginus of the Malachim, V'yom Shehum Lach Vamelch, and the day that the Emperor, the King, got coronated. What's it in? Lefan of Aser, to do before those days, you know, celebrate two divisions of the Aser. Achar of Mutter. But after the fact, so they already inaugurated, it's going to be Mutter. If all the Kacham Shalsa Mishta Lebino, let's say a guy who goes and does a party for his son, Rashi says, Biyom Mishta Bino, Palach, Lavos Kacham, Al Shei Gilakach, he goes and does a Vodazar, he knows he's doing like a wedding for his son. Ain Aser Lo Seyom, it's going to be Aser in that particular day, Vosayish, and that particular person. Now, Amr Avashi, Yafan and Amitidin, where some of Mishra backs us up to Kitan and Yom Tiglachto, Zakarno Blorius, when we said the day of the shaving of, you know, Tiglachto, Tiglachas, of the beard and the hair, the lock of hair that they have, the Blorius, the long thing in the back. Vyom Shalom and Abinayam, the day they're coming from the sea, Vyom Shalom and Abinayam, when they come back from prison, Ein Aser Elo, so Yom Avad, it's not necessarily on that particular day, but not before, we'll see that particular person. Abishalom, also Yom. Okay, it makes sense. The Mishnah says that it's going to be also on that particular day. La fuke lefanav lechav, to exclude before and after. Ela osa isha fuke mai. To that person, when he comes to be la fuke, Rashi says pshita demi shalu gila chayom v'shavurz kechavim shalu alu bo bayom min hayam. But darn, all these things are actually going to be mutter. So what do you mean? Of course, you have to tell me that it's going to be mutter to deal with someone else who's not celebrating this festival. No, la fuke mishud badav. Rather, what's it must be coming to be a fuke is coming to be. Coming to Fuke, those that are subjugated to it, Shema Amina, so we say, Rashi says, Osa Ish, the Mutarim, the law Aminan, Man Dizavne, Mimato Le, Limiflach. Right, so comes out that they actually do not have to go ahead and, you know, you are allowed to do business with them. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Yisrael shebechutz la'aretz ovdei avodus kochavim b'tahara hein. The Yidden outside of Eretz Yisrael are the avodah zarah next spot with the right intentions. Rashi says, "Klomer below kavana ve'ein samim alev." They're not really going ahead. They don't really realize what they're doing. Not really paying attention to the type of issue that's going on. Kitzad. Let's say if this of a Zarnik that's making a wedding for his son, and invites all the Yidden that are there. Alpha Pichal Mishal and ability to from their own food over there, Vishos and this kosher. Vishos Mizal they're drinking on kosher stuff. Vishama Shalahan only the flame. And they have their own shamash that stands, making sure there's no non kosher things that come mashgiach. Male Akasov Kilo Achlumizivchemis and the Pasuk consider as if they eat from the sacrifices of the dead. Shinemar Vakar Lakhava Achla Vakalta Mizivcho. He's going to invite you and you're going to eat from his sacrifice. Says Rashi, Mashma Sha'ata Kori Lo Maila Aniel Achilascha Ki'iluhu Mizivcho. Consider as if you're eating from them. Veima, Frikdigamar Veima Ad Achel. Let's say the Pasuk's talking about only until he actually ate from their carbon there. How do we know that it's talking about the Kisiv when he was eating his own stuff at that stuff, at that place? Amarava Imkin Nema Krav Echalta Mizivcho. Let it say, and eat from his sacrifice. Mai Vekara Lecha. What does it mean? He will invite you. Mishas Kriya, from the time that he actually invites you and on, it's considered as if you take part of their food, even if it isn't actually either. Hilkach, therefore, beep, turn the page. Chasam Alf. Kotlos and Yamin, all 30 days after the wedding, Rashi's Debas Ilula. Bein Omer Li Machmas Ilula. Whether the guy tells the Yid that he's making it, that the this party he's making is in honor of the marriage.
Bain Lomer Le Mach Masil, or whether he doesn't tell him that it's because of the marriage, Usser, it's still going to be Usser to go and to partake of this, because we're going to assume that it is in celebration of this wedding, says Rashi. Bain Amar Vidgachavim Zeli Yisrael Mach Masilula, and he also says Suda, whether he says he's doing it for that or he doesn't. Mestamadli Lula Mechavain, Va Usser, the Kavan Yemei, the Kol Yemei Hilula, Makov Lodz Gachavim, he's being Makov to his Avodah Zarah. It's going to be Usser. Mekadav Eilach, from 30 days and on, then it depends. If he says that he's making the suda for the lula, then it's going to be also to go to partake of it. The ilomar leimachasulah. But if he doesn't say that it's for the marriage, the shari, then it's going to be mutter to take it, because we can assume that it has nothing to do with the actual wedding. In fact, the gemara of chi amar leimachasulah, when he does tell him that it's in honor of the marriage, then ad emas. Until when is it going to be usher for the yid to participate in the suda? Where Papa Atresa Yarchishata, that's up to 12 months of the year have passed from the wedding. At that point, he's only going to be bringing, you know, Vodazar to his God, even if for the marriage. And from the get go, when is it also to participate in this wedding? Rashi's Kodum Sheyachnis as Ishto, before he actually marries his wife. Emas. If you invite someone to come eat by him, right? So you have this guy, he goes and invites people to join him for a suda before the marriage took place. From what point on are we concerned that it's to celebrate the marriage if it's going to be also to be part of it? From when they place barley into the vat, they have this beer making vat, to prepare beer for the wedding. And one of the words when the prep starts, Rashi says, "Lasos sheicha lemamisha." Asi nasi, arivus sharin behind saorin lasos sheicha. When they're getting ready to go ahead and to make this wedding. Okay, that's the first shot. Rashi also says what they filled up this vat with dirt and planted barley in it, and the barley is going to sprout out, and it's going to be shown to the chasen and kala. It's a peru or avu like this barley, which is very, very fast growing. And you want to say after 12 months, it's still going to be mutter. I have a the Rev Mishar Shia Ikol Bay Ahu Ovid Kachavim. He once visited the place of a guy of this Vodazarnik. After 12 months. Ve Sham E De Ode, and he heard him saying thank you to his God. And therefore, he stayed away from it, and he didn't go out and eat from the suda. So you see, even after 12 months, it's going to be the same problem. So why is it 12 months after you're fine? Shiny Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Mishashia to Adam Chashuv. No, that's different, because he was very Chashuv, and the Sevazonik felt honored to have him there. Therefore, he decided to go and worship his God even after that time. But in the normal case, he doesn't have such a thing, and he moves on. Says Rashi Adam Chashuv, Sameach Mimenu. He's very happy that he came, and therefore he was thanking his God. Next holiday that we have is Ukratesim. My Kratesim. What is this thing called Kratesim? I'm Rabbi Yudah Meshmol Yom Shetafsa Bo Romi Malchus. See, the day that Rome took over, that they got their kingship. Rashi says, Shalnuchmu im Yuvanim Unitzachum Umolchu Becholo Olam. This is when they took over the entire world. Frank the Gemara Va Tanya Wilson Abraisa. Excuse me. We didn't learn that, but Kratisim Vyom Shetofsa Bo Romi Malchus. That Kratisim and the day that Rome took over. Sounds like these aren't the same day, but actually separate individual days. Amrav Yosef Shtei Tfisos Tofsa Rome. There was two times that they grabbed it. Achas mi Klapetra Malkusa, a.k.a. Cleopatria. She was the queen of Egypt, Alexandria. Romans came in over there, and what did they do? They took over, they took the kingdom. And that was Kratisim. That was the highlight of Kratisim. Rashi says, you make Klapetra Malkusa, Alexandria, because the Amir ba'amapeles v'mesechas nida v'nilchum romiyam yima v'nitzchecha enzli bider v'nitzchua v'tafsehim ha'meluchah. They took meluchah v'achash v'tafsah b'mei yivanim, and once during the days of the yivanim nikbetsu alai. That's when they took over. We said before that they fought with the yivanim and they beat them and they took over the entire world. The Chiyasa Rav Dimi Amar. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said, "Tlasenu train Karavi Avdi Ramoy Ba'de Yevane." There were 32 battles that they fought against the Yevanim, Velo Yochluhu, and they were able to go beat them. Adisha Tefinu Liyisrael Ba'dayu, until they took the Jews as their partners. That says Ramoy Liyisrael Ba'dayu. They said, "Join forces with us." And they made a deal amongst each other. I says, "Romei li Yisrael," the following idea: if we will be the rulers, then minaychu farche, then you will be the governors. If you're going to rule minayna farche, then we're going to be the governors. V'shochelu Romei li Yivane, and the Romans said the Greeks are following the Ari David b'krava. Okay, until now we were fighting, we had a crowd, we had battles. Hasha navid b'dina. Why don't we just make a little din, logical discussion over here? Margolis Revin Tuva. Let's say you have this Margolis, you have this pearl, and you have a precious stone, right? And a pearl in this context we're going to see is not as chashuv. Rashi says Margolis ain't chashuva. Kevin Tovah, and Tovah is a higher level, says Rashi. Which one should be the basis for its friend? In other words, which one should be the setting? Which one should be the one that's prominent and being displayed? Margolis Amaduvin says, of course, the pearl should be the setting for the precious stone, right? Rashi says, like we just said, this is Einach Shuvah Kevin Tovah. Evan Tova ve'Einach. What about Evan Tova and an Einach? An Einach is a type of precious shtickle, which is more chashuv. Ezo me'en yasab etzitachver. Which one should become a basis for its friend? Rashi says, Targum kanu basisa l'moshev chaverta l'shiva alea. She'd sit on it. Evan Tova le'Einach. She said, of course, the stone should be for this Einach. Einach v'sefer Torah. Let's say you have which one should be a setting for its friend? Of course, the Enoch is a setting for the Sefer Torah. Shalchulu said, "Oh, really? Okay. Im Kain Anan Sefer Torah Gabon. We have a Sefer Torah by us. Recognize what the Romans just said. Romans just said that what? The Yidden are that. The Yisrael Ba'adon. And they are the Yidden. The Yidden are the Sefer Torah. Therefore, we should be able to be seized for it. Kafu Lahu. And the Romans went and they beat out the Greeks. So it says, Romai Liuvane. Essen Vishis Shinin Kamalu Behema Nusayu Badi Yisrael. For 26 years Romans, they were they kept up their deal with the Jews. This is Romar Behem Nusay Bimusayu Yisrael. Nusay is Loshan of Emuna. Right? They kept up the deal. Mikanveilech Ishtabdu Behu. But then on, they came along, they basically overtook them. They overtook the Jews. Mekar my Darsh. What is it that they darshaned in the first place when they decided to treat them in the proper way? Rashi says, they were Messiah, they were keeping the deal. My darsh, what did they darshan? What did they switch afterwards? Did they switch? Did they start to subjugate them? To rule over them? What exactly did they look at? Meikar darshan, in the beginning they darshaned the nisavin neilecha velcha lenegdecha. This is Esav said to Yaakov, travel on, let us go. I'm going to come along with you. So he's like Esav, where Rome come from them, and Yaakov seems like they were equal, and therefore they went along with one another. But so far, what it says, Yavrina Adoni Lefnei Avdo. Yaakov says, "No, you go on ahead above me." It says, "Derech Hasayel Lahalach Lefnei." It's the way of the master of the officer to go ahead. This is when Yaakov and Esav met up after 22 years, and Yaakov says to him, Esav says, "Where are you going? I'll escort you." And Yaakov says, "No, it's okay. You go on ahead." And then he made his way on ahead. But the point is, you see over here, oh, clearly we were equal, but then we took over. In fact, where do we know that the Romans were 26 years good with the Yidden? When Rabbi Shmuel bar Yossi, when he got sick, Rabbi Omer Lanu Shnaim Ushlosha Devarim. They said, tell us two or three things. Teach us some things that were, you told us from your father. Let me tell us something you learned from Big Papa. Amalu said, 180 years before the base of things was destroyed. This is by Sheni. Pasha Malchus Arshal Yisrael. The Malchus of Russia, there would be Rome. Rashi says, Pasha Shalta, they ruled the Malchus Rome. they ruled over Eretz, over Yisrael, Shmonim Shana Ad Lo Charev Abayis, 80 years before the destruction, Gazur Tuma Al Eretz Amim, Vaklis Chuchios, the Chacham, they set up Tuma on the Eretz Amim, in the lands of the nations, and on glass. This is a Gemara in Shabbos. What that means is that all the lands of Eretz Yisrael become Tameh because the Goyim, they weren't careful in marking off the graves where things are. So people go over there, they become Tameh if they moved, you know, a body or something like that. And therefore, they decreed that anyone went there is considered like their Tameh. And we know that the Midaraisa, the Pasuk, doesn't include things that are glass, like cups and things of the sort and plates, that are things that are become Tumah. But the Chaman, they said they come in become Tumah. Arba'im Shana Ad Lo Charev Abayis, 40 years until the Bishop was destroyed, the 40 years before, Galsa Sanhedrin, they put themselves in Galus, Ve Yashva Allah B'Chanut, and they sat in Chanut. Rashi says, Makam HaRabayis B'Chanut Shema, the place of HaRabayis, that was its name. Lamai Hilchasa, in reference to what was it they actually did such a thing, why did they move? Amar Yitzchak Bar Avdim, Ilomer Shalot Danu Dine Kenasos. They didn't paskin anymore in ideas that have to do with kenas. Says Rashi, Ones mefate ushloshim shel eved shenasta Torah kitzva achas liyakar ulizola. L'meachav shelo yashu b'lishkas agazes, they didn't sit in the lishkas agazes, lo danu. Ubatal dine kenasas, d'chsev b'tashlum mikifo shu kenas, asher yashirun Elohim. Dahainu, mumchen usmuchen, B'shem Rebbe, u'kedar mina b'sanhedrin, misha eno samuch, eno dan dine kenasos, anyone who doesn't have this cannot be dan dine kenasos. Frankly, go on, dine kenasos, you really think that dine kenasos weren't judged anymore once they came out, once they went to a new place? It's not true. They actually were tried. V'amar v'damarav, b'ram zachor, also ish latov, we should remember a person for good. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Shemo, his name is Yehuda ben Bava. And Shalmalahu nishtakchu dine kenasos miso. If not for him, then the laws of kenasos would have been forgotten from the Jewish people. Says Gemara, nishtakchu, they would have been forgotten. Ligrasinu, we would have learned them. Ela, no, what does it mean? It means batal dine kenasos miso. They would have been mavutal. They wouldn't have been, you know, part of, you know, wouldn't have been put into practice. Shagazra, what do we see? Shagazra Machaz Shah Gezera, the Romans, they came along and they set a certain Gezera on the Yidden. Kola Somech Yeharik. Anyone who gives over Smicha should be killed. V'chola Nismach Yeharik. And anyone who gets Smicha should be killed. V'ir Shesomchen Ba Techov. The town that's next should be destroyed. V'schum, V'tchum Shesomchen Yo Yaakar. And also the Tchum that's near it should also be knocked out. We saw this Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? It said all the things around us should be destroyed. Ma'as of Yudim and Bobo. Do Halach Yosef in Shtei Arim Gidol Misad in between two big mountains. Bein Shtei Arim Gidol, two cities. Bein Shtei Tchum Ishab, two Tchumim. Bein Ushal of Lishfaram. Between these two places of Yerim, the whole ghost said that people shouldn't be killed. Vesabach Shtei Sham, Chamish Zekedim. He gave Smicha to five Zekedim there. Rashi says, Vahani Rabban and Basar Chorban Nabayas, Habatuba. They were after the Bechorban over there. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua. Rabbi Abi, Moses, Afra, Minechem, Rabbi Abi said even him as well. Kevin, Shikirum, Shikirum, Ahem, Oivim, Amalem, since the enemies, they recognized what was going on over here. But did, so a student, he said to his students, Banarutsu, my children, run. Amalem, they said, Rabbi, Vatamate, Alech, what's going to be with you? Amalem, he says, Arini Mutalof Nam, Kevin, Shem, La, Ofchen, I'm like them like a rock that can't be overturned. In other words, I'm not going to go and run away from them. You know, it is what it is. The end. Amru, they said, wait. The Romans didn't leave that area until they found him. They caught him and they threw 300 spears of iron through him. Yeah, delicious. Asula gufo kikvara, really not delicious, but they made his body like a sieve. The point, though, is that the Kenasos didn't get mavutu. You said that they moved from the Lishkas of Gazes to Chanut and then it stopped. But clearly, when these people lived after Chorban Bayis, and he still gave them the ability to do Knas, which kind of knocks up this idea that what we just said. So the Gemara says, no, it's something different. Don't say Dine Knasos, El Shalot Danu Dine Nefashos. They didn't start, they weren't done anymore, capital punishment. My time, why is it they didn't do that anymore? They saw that there were so many murderers that were coming about, but lo yachol made them. They weren't able to judge them all. They weren't able to handle it. This is where Sosos come out Sanhedrin Rem Aleph. There's too much going on. So Amr, they said, Mutav nigli mevokal amok, it's better for us to go to a place somewhere else, kirich lo l'chayv, so we're not going to be chayv anymore to be involved with these dine nefashas. Rashi says, Rotzkim ketala, dein darim dine nefashas, the filibus and hedger ketana, so we call it here, Elab is one choice of Sanhedrin Gedolah b'Shivasa. The only time that even Sanhedrin Ketanah, the 23 people would go and they would down a case, 20 Dayanim, is only when the Sanhedrin Gedolah was sitting in its place. What is in its place? But it moves and not. Where do we know that from? The Chassidus, the pasuk says, "Vasisal pi adavar asher yagidu lecha min hamakom ahu," that you should go according to the word that the Sanhedrin is going to tell you for the place the Sanhedrin is going to choose. Bilamis hamakom garm, that the place itself is garm, the ability to actually make the din. Rashi says, "Hamakom garm lechayiv anidon v'im edim sham lo yudun." If not there, then you can't dodge anymore. V'hai kara b'din nefashos kara. It's like b'din nefashos. Ki yifla mimcha davar. B'parsha shoftim b'shoftim b'zaken mamrei. And with that, my friends, we are going to stop over here, and I wish all you all a great, great day.